Part 1. Real Estate. When people hear the name Trump, they think of two things: wealth and real estate. So while this entire audiobook's dedicated to the creation and enjoyment of wealth, I need to start with the basics. The basics for me are all about property. Real estate is at the core of almost every business, and it's certainly at the core of most people's wealth. In order to build your wealth and improve your business smarts, you need to know about real estate. What follows is some great advice. There are some helpful tips here for first-time apartment renters as well as for multiple home owners. So, listen closely. How to pick a location. I hate the phrase location, location, location because I've seen a lot of idiots ruin good locations and a lot of geniuses make incredible investments out of horrible locations. You could hand over the location for Trump Tower, by far the best location in New York City, and a moron could run the site into the ground. I guarantee it. But when it comes to your home, you should always pick a good spot. Spending more on a good location is far smarter than getting a bargain in a bad area. Is it close to work? Is the neighborhood safe? Or will you fear for your life as you come and go? Is it close to conveniences such as restaurants, grocery stores, shops, and banks? Do you feel like you belong in the neighborhood? Or do you feel out of place? I'm the first to admit that location should be considered seriously when investing in real estate. A lot of picking a location comes down to instinct. You have to believe in the location. Otherwise, you'll be making a rotten investment. Be honest with yourself about the location's proximity to the rest of your life. If you find an apartment or a house or an office that you like that puts hours of additional travel into your day or requires expensive deliveries and services or prevents people from visiting you, you might as well find somewhere else. I realize that not everyone can live and work in Trump Tower, which certainly works for me, but given the choice, you should find the location that works best for you. Walk around the neighborhood. Spend time there. What's the pattern of the day? When does the neighborhood wake up and when does it go to bed? What sort of people are living there and working there? Also, make sure to check out the neighborhood on the weekends. Some neighborhoods in Manhattan are insanely busy all week and then dead all weekend, and vice versa. What happens if you move into an apartment and realize that there's a nightclub across the street blasting music each and every night, or the garbage trucks congregate there after making the rounds in the early morning? You'll either go crazy or move out, neither of which are good options. The view is important. I don't know anyone who wants to spend their life looking into an air shaft or a brick wall. If you have the option, go for the view. But you have to be careful with a view, particularly if you're paying for it. The current view might look out over a parking facility or an empty lot, but that could change in a week. In cities like New York, buildings seem to be going up at the rate of one per day, so make sure you have a good idea that the view that's there today will be there tomorrow. When you're speculating or investing in real estate that will not necessarily serve as your primary home or office, I often recommend finding space in a marginal neighborhood, buying or renting at a lower price, and then waiting for the neighborhood to improve. You'll save in taxes, make a meaningful contribution to the redevelopment of that area, and stand to make more money in the long run. If you have the time, the patience, and the fortitude, I recommend it. After all, when I bought up the West Side Yards, people thought I was insane, but I proved them wrong, as my development there can attest. Today, that area is one of the most desirable and valuable areas in all of Manhattan.